Today we are going to answer the question, are Peruvian women overrated? By the way, nothing wrong with the women who follow this podcast, but I want to answer because this is like a frequent question that I receive almost every day. And we need to acknowledge that we are going back before times of the Venecas. Remember when Venecas were here, sex was so fucking easy and it was cheap at the beginning. I remember getting blowjobs for less than 30 soles. 30 soles, women will come here, do videos and have love time. Just 30 soles. And of course, as you can imagine, now many women from Venezuela left the country. Some of them got married. Some of them, many of them, are in US now. They crossed the border and they are having sex now with gringos. So that is one of the reasons the Peruvian women now, they have less competition. We are going to back to the years 2019, more or less, situation. And also the other reason is that the morale of the Peruvian man is on the floor. It's like when I talk with my friends from Europe and I tell them the situation between men and women, they cannot believe it. They say like, there, men have their place, but here in Peru, the morale is on the floor. So that's why we need to acknowledge that we have to plan our sexual life. Our sexual life is not going to be an accident. It's not going to be just luck. We need to plan it. And I'm going to share with you 5 steps that are going to help you a lot. Before starting, I want to say thanks to the sponsor, as always, to me, inglesparacholos.com. If you want to take your life to the next level, not just business, but also self-development, sex, physical, and in general, be a better version of yourself, join inglesparacholos.com. So time to get started. Let's start with this frequent question that I ask, especially all my virgin friends when they ask me how they can improve their sexual life. The first question is, when was the last time that you had a good interaction with a woman? And when I ask that, many guys are like crickets, you know, crick, crick, crick. They don't even remember. Maybe that is one of the reasons men are forgetting how to interact with women. We can divide this like in 4 steps. So even if you are a shy man, this is going to be a nice way to start. So first, try to say hello to many women every day. Whenever you see a woman, you are walking, just say hello and smile. Try to smile. Don't be a creepy. So say hello and smile. That's it. Don't even do that. No, don't even do more. If you are even too shy, you can start just say hello to the secretary or to the receptionist in any business. Start with that shit. Okay. The second one is now we want to take the things to the next level. Say hello and compliment a woman. Now, compliment sounds scary, right? Because they can accuse you of harasser, rapist, pedophile, misogynistic, and all the shit. So let's try to compliment a woman with something that is not exactly her. What about she's walking her dog and you compliment, hey, nice dog, you know, I like your dog. The other one is like, for example, she's wearing a nice dress. Hey, nice dress. She's at the gym. She's doing an exercise. Nice technique. So you are complimenting not her ass, not her boobs, but something that she has or that she is carrying with her. So that is a comfortable way to start. Comfortable way. The third one is start asking questions. For example, what do you do for a living? ¿A qué te dedicas? Once that you are comfortable saying hello, you are comfortable with a compliment, and you see that the woman smiles back, feel free to ask, what do you do for a living? And when she answers, if she expands in the answer, you can ask more questions in a nice way, right? Or you can interact with her. And after, let's say that she said that maybe she's a lawyer, she replied that she's a lawyer, you can ask her, oh, would be nice to keep in touch. How can we keep in touch? Simple question. If she tells you, you can send me a message to my email, that is a big fuck you. If she tells you, you can send me a DM to my Instagram, that is also a big fuck you. The right answer for a woman should be, here's my WhatsApp. That's the best way. If she gives you the WhatsApp, means that she sees you as an equal. Means that you have done your job in a nice way, so that's why she feels comfortable. Many times, we love to blame women. But I can tell you, like, 70% of the cases is that men don't know how to show themselves. So that is the first tip, is try to go baby steps all the time until you feel comfortable interacting with women. The next one is, and this is kind of the Uncle Balta Master Tip, look for women who are bored and women that can use cell phone. And it's important that we got the two conditions. I'm working, for example, in aviación. I'm near the Cocolucho, the hamburgers, and I see there is like a promoter, una promotora. She's out. She's bored. She doesn't have anything to do, but she's with her cell phone. So I don't even approach. I don't even try because I know that she's distracted. She's scrolling her cell phone, like trying to finger her pussy. So no, don't even try with that woman. Try with women that for real are bored and can't use their cell phone because it's against the company politics. So one place that I love to go is Metro, the supermarket here, from Monday to Thursday, especially early morning, between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m., always there are promoters, anfitrionas, that are trying to promote, you know, like soaps, jabones, shampoos. It's funny when I go to the shampoo area, they are trying to promote like dog food. And these women, they are not supermodels. They are not like A1 supermodels, but they are fuckable enough. They are, I don't know if this word exists, but pussy pocketable. They are pussy pocketable enough. And I love to interact with these women. Yesterday afternoon, I went to buy some stuff there. One of them, she was in the middle of the corridor and she was yoingness bostezando. So when I was close to her, I told her, oh, this is the time of the siestecita, right? This is the time of napping. And she laughed, we started interacting, and I asked her cell phone. And in my mind was, if she tell me no, I mean, I'm already leaving the supermarket. There's nothing to lose. And she gave me her cell phone. So that is also a nice mentality. Like, just find a woman that is bored, try to interact with some joke, and ask for the cell phone. Worst case scenario, she doesn't give you a cell phone and you are leaving anyway. For me, the worst regret that a man can have is thinking that maybe you could interact and you didn't do it just because you wanted to play safe. That is, for me, the worst regret. Let's try to go to the next one. But before, friendly reminder, if you want to work directly with me for English, for supplements, suplementos, or the audiobooks, you can send me a WhatsApp to my personal number, +51 9890 23 986. This tip is important, and many people don't analyze it enough, even though I have mentioned it many times. And it's, what do you have that women want to have? Simple as that. Could be, can you make them feel some emotions, or do you have something that they are looking, like maybe stuff, things? Let's try to go for the emotions. We discussed this. Are you the funny guy? Are you the guy that is romantic? Are you going to maybe take her on a ride with your motorcycle and make her experience like a lot of adrenaline? If you can make her experience things, that is a good thing. She's looking for that because she's bored in her house. But another thing is, what do you have that is stuff or services? In my case, I use a lot English. Many women who want to practice English, that is my pussy magnet, the English, and also the supplement. So try to ask yourself, do you have something that you can offer to women, or maybe do you have a way to behave that they like? So what do you have to show? And start showing that on your WhatsApp status, on your Instagram, but in a subtle way. Don't try to brag that you have that thing, just try to show it in a nice way. The number four is the look. How do you look? And I heard this that was funny for me, was, you don't want to put lipstick to a pig. No quieres ponerle pintalabios a un chancho. So the same happened. Even imagine that someone is starving, que está hambriento. Someone is starving. If you see like a, I don't know, like a old piece of bread, I mean, maybe even if you are starving, you don't want to eat that shit, right? Because it looks bad. But if you are starving and you find something that looks just, you know, eatable, that you can at least eat that thing, you're going to eat it. The same happened with men. You don't need to look wow, but at least you need to look decent enough to be like a at least one night stand guy, right? So start checking, how do you walk? Are you walking straight? First question. Are you smiling when you walk? The way that you dress, try to dress always good, especially when you go to the supermarket, to these little places, because you never know when you're going to have an interaction with a woman. And it's easier to be the best person in the supermarket than to be the best person in the club. And by the way, talking about the supermarket, now we are in that thing. You have a higher chance to get the cell phone of a nice woman in a supermarket or walking the dog or in the street than in the club. Because in the club, everybody's competing with a few 5 or 10 women. So always be smart. And now that we are talking about competition, that is the last tip here. And it's people, not only women, but people in general, they want to compete for the things that are hard to get. It's so interesting human behavior. People are not looking for what is my best fit. No, no, no. They are looking what is the hardest thing to find. I want that stuff. So you will see that if you practice the tip number one, if you practice the tip number one and you start interacting more with women, it's going to be easier for you to have friends, female friends. Just having female friends is a big point for you. Because now, eventually, you will upload pictures with your friends, with your female friends. And when women see pictures of you with other women, now they want to be with you. Because in their imagination, in their lack of rationality, not all, but some of them, most, they think if there are women behind this guy, maybe he has value. And also they want to be with you because they want to prove the other women that they are the best, that they are the alpha female. So that's why always try to gather yourself, not just with women, but with good looking women. I remember last year, I had a reunion with a close friend of mine, and she looks bad, but she's my friend, right? So anyway, I just upload a picture with her, and I remember like almost many of my friends, they blocked me. Oh, why are you dating that woman? So always, if you're going to upload a picture, try to do it with a nice woman. That is going to draw more attention to you. And the last thing, and we have to mention this, is that remember that it's not that there are no women in the market, but it's that women are afraid of men. Many women, they don't trust men anymore. And we need to understand, right? If you have a bad interaction with one person, you tend to generalize that. And with social media, the thing is even worse. So try to understand that the few women that are available in the market are chased for so many dicks that that's why they are asking for a lot of stuff. The question is, how can we get trust? How can we be trustable from these other women that are not in the market? If you follow my WhatsApp states, yesterday was funny because a woman, between quotes, she texts me. And she told me that she offered me sex for 40 soles. And I was like, someone random appeared on my WhatsApp, sex for 40 soles, hard to believe. She sent me a voice note and she sounds like a traca. So you get the point. Once that you offer trust, it's going to be easy to score. Men these days, it's hard to believe, but there are bad men these times. Men that sometimes they have sex with the woman and they start, you know, sharing the packs to everybody else, talking shit about the woman. Sometimes the sex don't happen, but the men start to talk, no, I already have sex with her. So that's why women hesitate to interact with a lot of men. So if you can show yourself that you are trustable, and for that you need to leverage yourself with social media. Show on your social media that you have a life, you have friends, you have family, you have your pet. Never put on your social media someone to hang out with, alguien para salir. Never, because if you put that shit, it is negative for you. That guy is a loser. And another tip that I found out is just post enough in social media. I realize sometimes guys, especially like weekends, they start posting a lot, and in their mind, if I post a lot, maybe one woman is going to see and we're going to have sex. No. If you post too much, they understand that you don't have plans. So be smart with your posts. Little posts here and there. Sometimes post about you. Sometimes post about funny things. Try to have variety, and that will help you. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I cannot wrap this shit without mentioning that many people, especially here in Peru, we are thinking just in Lima. Remember, there are women from other cities. If you want to test, just download your Tinder, your Bumble, put a location in other cities, try to test. And if you are like an adventurer guy, you can do like Serranoski and you can start going to other places. But variety is going to help you. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, if you want to text me, you can send me a message to my WhatsApp, +51 9890 23986.